Electrolytes. Dude, you need some. It's time for a re-edit of this often used remedy. I just walked off the set of our local hot TV show, Coastal Living, where today we dove into electrolytes. Here's what you need to know. Let me start out with the straight dope. You need more than water. Water is good, especially here in South Texas. Equally important, though, is getting that water into your cells and into your system. For that, you need specific vitamins and minerals that are depleted with everyday life and work, and are depleted at an accelerated rate with manual labor, athletics, and heat. You've heard it before. You sweat more than water, so put back in more than water. That advice is sound. So here's a little more info. I use electrolytes as a therapeutic treatment, as in a fix, when a patient has muscle complaints that just seem unrelated. Hey doc, my leg, toe, knee, elbow, and back all hurt. I'm getting twitches. Although Charlie horses and cramps are often the first real noticeable symptom, there are tons of more subtle areas you may begin to suspect a deficiency in your ratios of water to electrolytes. Maybe it's the last couple workouts have just tanked, or the run that you were going to do today is much harder than the last time you did it, or the heat is affecting you more, or maybe you just feel off. This stinks, and this inconvenience is keeping you from your goals. Professionally, as a sports-based chiropractor, I'm typically thought of as being the muscle and joint guy. But guys, there's a lot more to it. I try to always think, what else? In any body condition, there are five main components. There's the obvious joint, muscle, and nerve stuff, but there is almost always a nutritional component. For any issue, nutrition is key. It's real. It's science. Most things in life have at least three of the five components happening at the same time. It's no biggie. It's not like you're falling apart. There are just a few things happening simultaneously. You can easily have a nutritional component as well as muscle and joint stuff. It's not either or, it's all the above. So we're not always looking for simple fixes. We're trying to combine other things, and electrolytes is where we combine it. We almost always use it as a part of our treatment protocol and rehab. Electrolytes is the nutritional component for a host of issues. It's a simple fix. Okay, I know I've beat this to death, so how about time I kick a little science? Basically speaking, electrolytes are the vitamins and minerals that tell the muscles how much to contract or relax. They help control the proper tension. So a depletion in one or multiple electrolytes can cause weird symptoms. Usually muscle spasms, Charlie horses, or weakness in athletes, but it can manifest in all kinds of different ways. Electrolytes are also neurotransmitters. That's a huge 50-cent word that means it's a connection from your brain to the body. It's basically, they run the information highway system. I almost always get these five common reactions when I bring up electrolytes to clients. It goes like this. But doc, I drink a ton of water. Dehydration is always thought of as too little water, but it should more accurately be thought of as the ratio between water and electrolytes. If you have too much water with no electrolytes replenishing, it can mess you up because the ratio is off. You sweat more than water, you need to put back in more than water. The most common electrolyte combination lost during exercise is sodium and chloride, which is salt. That's why your sweat is salty. This is why the majority of products designed to replace electrolytes are high in salt. That was a great idea in the 1960s when Gatorade was invented. But the problem is in the US that we get plenty of salt. I mean, I can't even buy a chicken breast at the store without salt being injected to it. So I personally feel like the electrolyte replenishers for most US athletes and people should be lower in salt. I get this one. I take a magnesium pill or I eat a banana when I start to get like that. Now that's not wrong. I just don't see it working for most people. My personal observation is that replenisher drinks do better when all the electrolytes are put back into the system at one time. Think of it as like topping off the levels. One mineral by itself, think eat a banana for low potassium, it seems not to work as well, or it works slower than if you take them all at once, such as potassium with a host of all the others. Now, I've been suggesting these for years, and I have seen a much better result when taking them all at once. So here's your electrolytes. You've got sodium and chloride together, which form typical salt. Then you've got magnesium, potassium, and calcium. Those are the macro essential electrolytes. And you've got selenium, zinc, and phosphorus, which are the micro essential ones. Again, my professional opinion, every athlete should do a replenisher round of electrolytes as a daily dose for anywhere from 2 weeks to a month and at least a few times a year. And it should all be put in the system at one time. Athletes need more. Personally, I use them pretty much every single weekday, and I supplement higher levels when I'm active with sporting events. But doc, I drink Gatorade or Powerade or Pedialyte, etc. Look, I'm not knocking these brands. I like them. When I'm actively doing sports and I'm sweating with more sweating still to come, when I need a quick sugar blast because my body is actively needing quick burning carbs to keep moving, that's when I like these things. But as a therapeutic dosage, it's not the product you want. We're talking about replenishing a deficiency here. There's better stuff. The other factor to watch is that some of the main ingredients like magnesium and potassium are not very stable in water for long. And that's why a good full spectrum replenisher needs used in a therapeutic dose and supplement should be in a powder form and not on the shelf, pre-mixed, and in the cooler of your convenience store. I have looked at hundreds of combos of electrolytes and have formed my own opinion on my favorite brands. There are a lot of good ones. My rules go like this. It contains all the electrolytes, it's low in salt, and it's in a powder or pill form. It's not pre-mixed. Taste is an important factor for each individual. If it doesn't taste good and you don't like it, you're not going to use it. You can make your own electrolyte replenisher easily at home and cheaply. Just look at YouTube. And if you're a little crafty, you can do it. But I've got a word of warning. Most of the internet recipes and the stuff I see, even from my top authors, are just saying put a little salt in your water. And this article is telling you that's not enough. And then I've got all my MMA fighters I know, and they swear by Pedialyte. They'll come into my clinic, and they're typically cramping, and they're sore, and they tell me they've just sucked back 7 Pedialyte popsicles. My answer is typically, hey, there's stuff that's made for like grown-ups. You're a big boy now. Why don't you have a big boy treat? Pedialyte isn't cutting it. Here's my newest one. I just use pickle juice and mustard. Seriously? While doing sports? My wife's tennis team has unofficially adopted this product. The product of mustard and pickle juice. Look, I'm always about doing what works for you. So if you're playing out of your mind or you just set a 6-minute mile after pickle juice, well then you do you. But dude, gross. I don't want to be burping up pickle juice and mustard in the middle of a workout or tennis match. Yuck. Even if it was the best product, which it's not, I would actually be negatively affected and it would hurt my performance by chewing up 5 minutes of a barf break halfway through each workout. No thanks. In all seriousness, pickle juice is actually used in a lot of the clinical studies in electrolytes, and overall, it'll work in a pinch. It's easily accessible, and it's pretty complete, although it is really high in salt, and once again, it tastes like pickles and mustard. There's just better stuff. Hopefully, this makes a lot of sense. You can have your electrolytes tested with blood work, but usually, when it gets back from the lab, you won't see much. The symptoms and weird complaints happen often while at a subclinical level, meaning you won't find anything on your blood work. A container of electrolytes costs much less than the blood test in the first place, so at any rate, I usually just tell people to try it and see if it helps. You should feel and notice a difference in just a few days. There are a lot of us out there that need electrolytes, and your typical athlete, even on supplements, is usually not getting enough of these key elements in their diet. So find a brand or two that works for you, change it up every few months so it's a little bit different, and get back out there. These electrolytes can really improve your game and really improve your body.